Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will follow the musical path of composers and their students. We'll be hearing from Nadia Boulanger, who taught Thea Musgrave, and Marion Bauer, who in turn taught Miriam Gideon, and we'll hear music of Ruth Crawford Seeger and her student Vivian Fine. We'll begin with the mother of all teachers, Nadia Boulanger, one of the most revered composition teachers of all time. In the early 1920s, Boulanger began her long tenure at the American School at Fontainebleau and, often concurrently, professorships at the Paris Conservatoire and the École Normale. Such famous composers as George Antheil, Aaron Copland, Roy Harris, Walter Piston, Elliot Carter, and Virgil Thompson studied with her in the 1920s, along with Walter Damrosch and countless others. Nadia Boulanger was born in 1887 into a family of musicians. Her father and her grandfather taught at the Paris Conservatory. Her father won the Grand Prix de Rome. By the age of 16, Nadia had won every prize available at the Conservatoire. 2 years after her first compositions, she won second place in the Prix de Rome competition. She studied composition with Gabriel Fauré, among others. She was in his composition class along with Georges Enesco, Maurice Ravel, and Florent Schmidt, and she succeeded Fauré as organist at the Madeleine Church after his death in 1924. By the late 1930s, Boulanger was conducting major orchestras in important performances, the Royal Philharmonic in London, the Boston Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Like many others, Boulanger spent some of the war years in the United States conducting, performing, and teaching at Juilliard, Radcliffe, and Wellesley. Her reputation with Americans had been made in Paris in the 1920s. It was solidified and extended in the United States in the 30s and 40s. Boulanger decided in the 20s to give up her own composing, but let's listen to a piano piece she wrote in 1916, Vers la vie nouvelle. The pianist is Angela Gassenhuber.